Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Lawyers are warning that the Boy Scouts of America, their sexual abuse scandal, could be bigger than the Catholic Church's. Lawyers said they've identified 350 previously unknown scoutmasters and volunteers who allegedly preyed on boys and whose names were not known to law enforcement or in the BSA's internal database. The lawyers say, "We know that when a pedophile abuses a victim, it's not just one, so each of the 350 abusers have dozens of other victims who have not come forward." Sad, but I bet this is, if it's true, all these things that have been hidden.
So sad.
An 11-year-old kid in El Paso, Texas, this is some good news, has started the El Paso Challenge. Any guess, Liv, what the El Paso Challenge would be?
It's a good thing. Yeah, I'm going to guess like it's either maybe like spreading love or sharing a positive message on social media about one of your peers or something.
You know, I'll kind of give it to you. He's challenging everyone in El Paso, and I think we should do this everywhere, to do 22 good deeds for each other in honor of the 22 victims who were killed at the Walmart.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Way to turn a bad, horrific situation into something maybe a little bit positive.
I do streaming on different platforms. I got Hulu. I got Netflix. I don't have cable. I just have over-the-air TV.
But a cable cutter. That's what they call cable cutters.
Yeah, I was. But the fact is now it's starting to get just as expensive. I might have to go back to having cable, to be honest. But Disney is going to bundle the following. Disney Plus, their streaming service, with Hulu. Now, it's going to be the Hulu that has ads. If that bothers you, I don't mind it. Also, ESPN Plus for a total of $12.99 a month. That's $5 less than if you bought them all separately. So that's a little bit of savings, and I would love to be able to watch more sports because I struggle. Like I gotta legally do stuff online and search to get those
Reddit
streams.
Dude, you
know all about it, don't you?
Game on Reddit. I'm not even kidding. But what I think is you can have sports on Hulu. Hulu has like a certain setting or account to where you can watch sports live.
I don't know
how expensive it is, but
I just wish that these prices would stay cheap. I thought I was beating the system like, ha, ha, it's so cheap for Netflix. It's so cheap for Hulu. I'm going to save so much money. Not anymore. I'm not.
Yeah,
okay.
They're getting smart.
All right, Liv, if someone says to you, hey, I've got good news and bad news, which one would you want to hear first?
The good news.
Okay, you're a weirdo. According to a new survey, 57% of people want to hear the bad news first. Pork chop. Do you want to hear the good news or bad news?
I'd want to hear the bad news first.
Okay,
really?
Now explain both of your sides. Liv, you want to hear the good news. Why would you want to hear the good stuff first?
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so great. It's good news. And then when you tell me the bad news, I'm like, well, that's okay. Because you know what? I just got told something great and amazing.
Okay, pork chop. Well, you have the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, I'd rather be left with a good taste in my mouth. So just give me the bad stuff quick, get it out, and then tell me the good stuff, and then that's what I resonate on.
Yeah, but the bad's not going to seem as bad when you hear it if you've already heard what's good.
See, I disagree.
You're already in a good mood.
I'm on pork chop side. If you give me the good news first, I'm going to forget all about it when you tell me that what's the bad thing, and that's going to linger. Because I'm only going to, as general as people, we only remember the bad stuff. We don't remember the good stuff. We linger, and it's in the back of their mind. So I'd rather get that bad crap out of the way than hit me with the good stuff. Tell me how good I am, dang it. Let's see. This is insane. Let me pull up the audio of this real quick. This happened in Colorado Springs, and you know, like, not a bull, but like a longhorn steer got those giant, giant horns that go out forever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, check out this audio. This is one that got loose, and just listen to somebody recording on their phone. People at first, I don't think, knew what was happening, but it's just insane. Jumping, going into a door. Like, and then they tried to close, like, people were like, oh, it went inside of this building, so they closed it. They're like, let the bull out!
Oh,
let it out!
My gosh, I would freak out. That would be so scary. So when I was in college, the college, our rival college, University of Kentucky, which was about an hour away, they had a cow get loose on campus. And it was actually my best friend's brother that accidentally left it loose.
How did he leave it loose?
He worked in the agricultural department. And
not
he
anymore.
Accidentally left a fence open because he didn't know there were any cows out. He thought everyone had to put them away. and they didn't. And so one of the cows just started like running, and like it was all over campus, and they had to shoot a tranquilizer in it to make it sleep so then they could move it.
So they did, like, oh, he's sleeping. By the way, we've got a burger special later today.
It made national news.
Okay, and final thing today, kind of audio-related and animal-related for Joe's Need to Know News. Can you guess this animal sound? And on top of that, I want you, if you can guess that, I want you to, after listening, just tell me what's going on. Here, let me turn this music down. Can you guess that animal, first of all? What is that animal?
Okay, I'm either going to guess a platypus, a duck, or a frog.
I need you to narrow it down to one out of those three.
I'll say frog.
Okay, Porkchop, what animal is that?
It's a duck brushing its teeth.
What?
You hear the water.
All right, Porkchop.
And then the gargling afterwards. The little...
Yeah, I hear the garlic.
Porkchop is out. It is not that. Liv, it is, in fact, a frog. It's a bellowing frog. But what is...
I was right.
But what are they doing?
I think they're either sleeping or flipping pancakes.
No, they are fighting. It's two
what?
Of them. It's raining outside. They're like separate. Then they hear each other making their sounds, doing their thing. They turn around, like right now, like, oh, you want to mad at me? Okay. They get closer, and they're like tussling right there.
No way. Wow, it almost sounds like they're snoring. I wouldn't think that was like their aggressive voice.
If you're into Fight Club, this is like the Fight Club for frogs. You need to see the video. We'll put it up on our website. That is Joe's Need to Know News.